This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. People gathered outside Grace and St. Stephen's Episcopal Church in Colorado Springs as part of a Thursday evening vigil against gun violence. CPR's Dan Boyce was there.
That's the sound of a rifle barrel being reforged into a gardening tool. It was part of a demonstration put on by Colorado Springs company Raw Tools, which promotes nonviolence. Marilyn Kahn described the action as symbolic and meaningful.
To watch this gentleman take something that kills people and make something that will feed people. Oh my gosh.
Kahn volunteers with the gun control nonprofit Moms Demand Action, and they're calling for action now after an 18-year-old gunman killed 21 people at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde on Tuesday. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
The Department of Energy is rolling out a new initiative to eliminate climate warming emissions from its national laboratories. U.S. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm announced the program Wednesday at the National Renewable Energy Laboratory campus in Arvada. She says it's a way the federal government can walk the walk on climate change.
Scientists are telling us we've got to get to net zero by 2050. That means we've got to deploy, but it also means we've got to innovate.
The $38 million program will start with NREL and three other facilities. It will eventually expand to all 17 national labs. And speaking of emissions, you can expect some pain at the gas pump if you plan to travel this weekend. AAA Colorado says the state's average price for a gallon of unleaded is $4.23. Many mountain communities are seeing prices around $4.50. This is CPR and KRCC.